Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima, reading you the evening news. I am Matsina. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that Make in India initiative has turned India into a manufacturing hub. Prime Minister Modi lauds efforts of Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati staff on completion of 10 years of Mann Ki Baat program. Public Health Engineering Department initiates several activities on Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign in Dimapur. And Union Minister Amit Shah says Agniveer will be given pensionable job. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said the poor, the middle class and MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Addressing the 114th episode of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Make in India initiative, saying that success of this campaign includes the contribution of the country's big industries as well as small shopkeepers benefiting every sector, boosting exports and attracting foreign direct investment. He said the government is focusing on quality of the products and pitching for vocal for local. The Prime Minister urged people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. Pointing towards the changing dynamics of jobs, the Prime Minister said the nature of jobs is changing with the emergence of new sectors. He said the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. Highlighting the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on 2nd October this year, the Prime Minister said it is the success of this mission that the waste-to-wealth mantra is becoming popular among people. Encouraging people to participate in the Mega Plantation Drive, Ek Per Ma Ke Naam campaign, the Prime Minister said it leads to amazing results for the entire society, which is truly inspiring. He said thousands of schools in the country are also participating in this campaign with great enthusiasm. Highlighting the importance of water conservation, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, "Water saved during the rainy days helps a lot during water scarcity months, which is the spirit of campaigns like Catch the Rain." Stressing on mantra Vikas Bhi, Virasat Bhi, the Prime Minister mentioned the return of around 300 ancient artifacts by the United States during his visit to the USA. Highlighting the importance of mother tongue, the Prime Minister said there are 20,000 languages and dialects in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the 114th episode of Mann Ki Baat broadcast on Akashvani today is especially emotional for him as the program is completing 10 years. He said 10 years ago, Mann Ki Baat started on the 3rd of October. Modi said crores of listeners of Mann Ki Baat have been companions in this journey who provided information from every corner of the country. Terming the listeners of Mann Ki Baat the real anchors of the show, he said Mann Ki Baat has proved how hungry the people of the country are for positive information. The Prime Minister appreciated people associated with All India Radio, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati, saying that with their tireless efforts, Mann Ki Baat has reached this important milestone. He also thanked TV channels, print media and YouTubers who broadcast Mann Ki Baat and programs on it. Modi said this program can be heard in the country's 22 languages besides 12 foreign languages. Meanwhile, Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for appreciating Prasar Bharati, All India Radio and Doordarshan in his Mann Ki Baat address on Akashvani. In a social media post, Sehgal said the Prime Minister's appreciation is an inspiration and motivation for Prasar Bharati, Doordarshan, All India Radio and all its employees. He said they are proud to be associated with Prime Minister Modi in taking his resolve of nation building to the masses. Sehgal added that the Prime Minister's message will infuse a new energy and new consciousness in the entire Prasar Bharati family. As part of the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign, Public Health Engineering Department, Rural Division Dimapur initiated several activities aimed at promoting cleanliness and community engagement. The department organized a Swachhata Hi Seva drawing competition at Government High School Kuhuboto and a cleanliness and plantation drive at the Kuhuboto market area on Friday. The cleanliness drive saw active participation from local bodies, youths and business establishments. In addition to this, similar drives were conducted yesterday at Daroga Pathar and Tilikha villages under the Public Health Engineering Department, Urban Division. This news is a broadcast of Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Agniveers will be given a pensionable job. He also appealed to the people not to hesitate to send their sons to the army. The Union Home Minister addressing a Jan Ashirvad rally at a village in Gurgaon in support of BJP Bachhapur candidate Rao Narbir Singh. Shah said the Agniveer scheme was meant to make the army young. World Health Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is observed every year on 29th of September to raise awareness about cardiovascular diseases, which remain the leading cause of death worldwide, and promote heart health. This year's theme is Use Heart for Action. On the occasion, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju flagged off a 3-kilometer marathon from India Gate to Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The event saw the participation of over 800 people, including 150 heart patients and 100 doctors, all taking part to raise awareness about heart health and the importance of leading a heart-healthy lifestyle. The National Rabies Control Program, NRCP, in collaboration with Department of Veterinary and Animal Husbandry, observed World Rabies Day in the Dimapur district yesterday. Addressing the event as resource person, Nodal Officer of NRCP, Dr. Mulo Ozukum, highlighted on the measures to be taken after a dog bite. He also urged dog owners to take precautions while handling their dogs and to inform their children on the importance of reporting dog bite immediately to avoid rabies infection. Veterinary Assistant Surgeon Dr. Michael Imchin reiterated the importance of rabies vaccine after a dog bite and added that there is no cure for rabies. However, he said that it can be prevented by rabies vaccine if taken immediately after a dog bite. Dr. Michael Imchin further informed that tetanus injection is ineffective to prevent rabies. Later, mass vaccination drive for dogs was held in commemoration of the day. The State Council of Educational Research and Training, SERT, will conduct the fourth edition of Nagaland Teacher Eligibility Test, NTET, on November 23rd. Information containing details of examination, syllabus, eligibility criteria, examination fees, and important dates will be available on NTET official website. Aspiring candidates have been directed to download the information bulletin only from the website. Candidates have also been asked to apply online only through SERT website at sert.nagaland.gov.in. The online application process has started from 28th of September. The last date for submitting online application is 16th of October, and no applications will be entertained after the last date. To end the news, the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts that Make in India initiative has turned India into a manufacturing hub. Prime Minister Modi lauds efforts of Akashvani, Doordarshan and Prasar Bharati staff on completion of 10 years of Mann Ki Baat program. Public Health Engineering Department initiates several activities on Swachhta Hi Seva 2024 campaigns in Dimapur. And Union Minister Amit Shah says Agniveers will be given pensionable job. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a good night.